Report: Demon Gilgo Beach Serial Killing Suspect Asks Jailer's Chilling Question. By Amy Furr on July 18, 2023. The suspect charged in some of the Gilgo Beach, New York slayings reportedly asked officials a disturbing question after being arrested Thursday. During intake at the jail, 59-year-old architect Rex Hoyerman reportedly asked, "Is it in the news?" According to a CNN article published Tuesday, officials have charged Hoyerman with murdering three of the Gilgo Four, a group of women whose remains were found in the Long Island area in 2010. The suspect has since pleaded not guilty in the deaths of the victims, identified as Melissa Bartail Amy, Megan Waterman, and Amber Costello, and he is now the main suspect in the killing of a woman named Maureen Brainerd Barnes, who disappeared in 2007. During their investigation into the killings, officials discovered hairs on or near some of the victims and sent them for testing. They were later determined not to belong to a woman among the victims but to Hoyerman's wife, according to Breitbart News. The suspect was identified, in part, due to DNA found on a pizza crust he discarded in a Manhattan garbage can. In addition, the suspect's vehicle helped lead investigators to him after a witness in Costello's disappearance identified the killer's vehicle as a Chevrolet Avalanche, which Hoyerman drove. The outlet also noted that a woman named Shannon Gilbert was the first of 11 victims authorities found slain. Rex Hoyerman is a demon that walks among us, a predator that ruined families, one official told reporters during a press conference after the suspect's arrest. According to Law and Crime, Hoyerman reportedly closely followed the case from his home in Massapequa Park. Hoyerman also stalked his victims and their families and sought out violent sex videos online, the report said. On Saturday, officials found and removed a child-sized doll while searching through Hoyerman's childhood home. "We are thoroughly examining his residence for any potential evidence, including trophies," a police source involved in the search stated. CNN reported the suspect is on suicide watch while in jail, according to Vicky DiStefano, a spokesperson with the Suffolk County Sheriff's Office. The CNN report also highlighted the 11 sets of human remains discovered in different places across Long Island's South Shore area. When asked if officials may eventually link the suspect to additional victims, Suffolk County Deputy Police Commissioner Anthony Carter told the outlet, "As we continue to gather evidence, anything is possible."